Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I do not own the rights to this song. I do not own the rights to this song. This is the A's on the radio. Come show the A's on the radio.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we got to find to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the end. For only love can come to hand. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Welcome to the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. The time is 9:03 a.m. It's March the 21st, 2022. Can you believe the time is just flying on by? And I tell you, boy, we have so much to thank God for on this show. We got a lot to thank God for, because where would we be without God? But on this show, it's a civil rights talk show. Now, look, if you want to listen to our show, all you have to do is dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. Press 1, it'll put you in the queue. But just come on and listen to the show. Now, if you want to listen online, you go to blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for the hearts and the likes on Facebook Live. We'll get to that in just a minute. Go to blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com. And on the search, you put Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions. Eddie Jones Jr. _Productions with an S. and you can see the pictures of the people that are on the show and all that. What's up, Maurice Ballantyne? Good morning, Anita Sanders. How are you? Good morning, Sister Anita. I hope you're well rested. Hope you're ready for this wonderful, beautiful Monday morning. And I hope that everything's going well at your workplace. Maurice Ballantyne, you are Bully the Bull, man. You are the famous Bully the Bull. You stop people from bullying other people. You do it all over the United States, man. We're so happy to have you on with us today, Brother Maurice Ballantyne. We send a big shout-out to you and everybody on Facebook Live. If you want to hear me on Facebook Live right now, thank you for the hearts. I love the hearts. You can send all the hearts you want to. I'll take all those hearts. We need that love. If you want to, you can join us on Facebook Live right now, Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook. Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook right now, if you want to join us. And boy, do we, like I said, we have a great show for you today. We're going to have a wonderful guest on our show, and she is completely, totally amazing. She'll be on our show this morning, and she is a phenomenal psalmist. She's a wonderful doctor and professor in her own right. She also is a pastor in her own right. She is an exhorter of the Word of God. Hey, Moni Scott, how are you? It's so good to hear from you, Moni Scott. I hope you hang in there the whole show. Thank you for coming on Facebook Live and share it with somebody. Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook Live. Share it with somebody so they can hear the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me, God. Thank you for the hearts. I love the hearts. You can send all the hearts you want to and share this Facebook Live with somebody right now because somebody needs to hear what we're going to talk about. Her name is, I call her Pastor Summis Lynn Robinson. She is an amazing preacher. She's an amazing Summis. She can sing like, you know, she's amazing. And what's up, Brother Clarence M. Allen? Good morning. She's on Facebook. She's a professor at a university in California. So she's doing gigantic things, and we'll have her on this morning around 9:15 a.m. You don't want to miss this interview. It's going to be so good. We're going to talk about what's going on today with this war, what's going on today with the gas prices, what's going on today with jobs, what's going on today with economics, what's going on today with stocks and bonds and shares, because financial literacy is extremely important. And if you're not financially literate, you could be in a gigantic, enormous amount of trouble if you don't know how to manage the money that you're making and make the money work for you. And that's what this is all about. But on the show, we talk about your civil rights. Thank you for the hearts. Thank you so much. Let's get in our co-host on the show, Brother Clarence, and our co-producer, Clarence M. Allen. Good morning, Brother Clarence M. Allen. How are you this morning? Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show, Brother Clarence.
Yeah, that's what's going on, Pastor Eddie. It is this show, the Eddie Jones Jr. Radio Blog Talk Show, every Monday morning. Hey, I'd like to say good morning to all of my fellow co-producers, co-hosts, especially good morning to all the listeners throughout this state, this nation, and around the world. Eddie, this morning what's going on is Ketanji Jackson Brown for the Supreme Court. She is in there,
yes,
in the hearing and going to be the first black woman to be nominated to the United States Supreme Court, the highest court in the land.
You know, I got to say something. That is amazing, Brother Clarence, and that's why we're going to, right now I'm going to say power to the people. It is about time that we have an African-American woman judge in the Supreme Court. It should have happened years ago. If you are qualified and bona fide and solidified, you should be able to hold the title and the position without any problems. We have had to fight tooth and nail for everything that we get here in America. But the best is yet to come. And the only limit in life is the one we put on ourselves, so we should let there be no limits. We can do whatever we want to do because there's nothing that we can't do as long as we keep God in it. Amen, Brother Clarence? Amen?
Yes, sir. Can I say this, Pastor Eddie?
Yes, sir, you can.
She is not only breaking the glass ceiling, she is tearing the roof off the sucker.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. That's right. They might not. Some people don't know that Tear the Roof Off. That's by Parliament, right? We got a real type of thing going down, getting down.
Yes,
there's
sir.
A whole lot of.
Yes, she is tearing the roof off. Yes, sir.
I don't know the right. Amen, amen. Well, let's get in two more of our co-hosts. Welcome to the show, our co-producer, Professor Reams. Welcome to the show, Professor Reams. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Pastor Jones, and good morning, the regulator. And it's always a good nod to Parliament Funkadelic on when you're tearing the roof off a sucker this morning. So as we continue on with that vein, you know, you know, then we need to consider that this is the best Blog Talk radio program that the real deal Holyfield. And we also discuss both the good, the bad, and the ugly, but we also celebrate life as well. So sit back, enjoy, and let's just have this wonderful day of fellowshipping, showing our love for God and also honoring the people, especially our Supreme Court candidate, Ketanji Brown, for the great work that she's going to be doing. And just enjoy the ride. So good morning, everybody.
Amen, amen. And here we go. Hey, Professor Reams, all right. And without further ado, welcome to the show, Vera Jones, Vera Jean Jones. Good morning. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning, co-host?
Good morning, Eddie. What a beautiful day it is today. And yesterday was the first day of spring. We had that wind coming in to just bring in a different time. So good morning to you, Professor Reams and Clarence M. Allens, all the other co-hosts. And as Professor Reams would say, I am Dr. Granny V today because the little princess is here.
Yes,
in the house.
Vera Jones.
Oh, my gosh. Well, praise God. And that is so wonderful. And without – now, wait a minute. Now, are you saying that Xandria is on the show today?
She had planned to be, but I let her sleep in a little late because we were up doing some math last night. And so I will be waking her up pretty soon.
Okay, well, at some point we'll get a chance to talk to our quaint little princess, Xandria, and I'm quite sure she'll have some very important something for us to remember never to forget. The last time it was she told us to make sure we eat our vegetables, and oh boy, was that ever so true. We do need to eat our vegetables.
We do.
Without further ado, welcome to the show, Talana Jones. Everybody say good morning to Vera, and everybody say good morning to Talana. Good morning.
Good morning, Talana. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Dad. And I just want to say thank you so much for Zanzan. I love her so much. I miss you, Xandria. And good morning, Avira. Good morning, Clarence. Good morning, Professor Reams. And
good
everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. Blessed and highly favored. Happy Monday.
Hey, happy Monday. And, you know, really quick, you know, on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And really quick, I want to shout out some birthdays. All the people's birthdays that are in the month of March, happy birthday to you, including my brother Daryl, including, hey, what's up, Debbie Taylor? How are you? Welcome to Facebook Live. Daryl, I want to shout out Terry Patterson, happy birthday. To my cousin Jasmine, happy birthday. And little Chase, happy birthday. And all the March people, happy birthday. Everybody shout out happy birthday to all the March people.
Happy birthday, my
happy
sister
birthday.
Ebony.
Happy birthday, March loves.
Now, you know, now, I just got to say, I don't own the rights to this song, so I don't own the rights, but really quick,
happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. How about that? How about that? Let's give them a hand for the birthday people in March. Happy birthday, all the birthday people in March.
Ooh.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Come on, clap it up, y'all. Where are y'all at this morning? I can't hear my hand claps. Clarence, where's my hand claps at?
Back at it.
I'm going to have to program me some hand claps. I have some programs in there where I can hit a button and then the clapping starts. But it's all good, though. It's all good. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, wow. What a morning we have. Wait, we have a caller. Okay, I'm just going to watch the callers who are calling in right now. Boy, the lines are lighting up. Okay, as I said to you this morning, we're going to have a wonderful, fantastic special guest on our show this morning. And in every right, she is a professor at a university. She studied special education needs and disability at UC Santa Barbara. She studied American Sign Language at Fresno State. She studied business and education at Pasadena City College. She's been traveling all over the world, singing for people all over the world. I kid you not. She is a psalmist. To me, in my right, in every right, she's a pastor. She's a minister. She ministers the Word of God. She's an exhorter of the Word of God. She's an amazing person. I mean, totally, completely amazing. And I'm so honored that she's going to be on our show today. And she is Summis Lynn Robinson, and she's a college professor at Kern County, and, as well as a gospel recording artist and an entrepreneur. So let's see if we can get her in our studio this morning. And we're gonna see. Oh wait, there we go. Let's see. All right. Let's see. Good morning. Good morning. Is this Summis Minister, Pastor Lynn Robinson?
Good morning, Pastor Eddie. How are you? Indeed it is, but
I'm
let me clarify
great.
Something. I'm not a pastor, just a simple psalmist. I appreciate the high accolades. I really do. Thank you.
Well, no, and you're a professor, right?
Indeed. Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. At Santa Barbara Community College.
Yes. Okay, well, first of all, everybody say good morning to Summis Lynn Robinson.
Oh, good morning. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Good morning, Summis Lynn Robinson. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Miss Robinson. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you again.
It is such an honor and a pleasure to have you on. And let's see. Okay, we have a caller. Caller in the 503-747 area code. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Is this our poetess,
yes.
Linda Goldie, all the way from Oregon?
Oh my gosh!
Everybody,
I'm
look
sorry,
here.
I'm late.
Everybody, say good morning to Mrs. Goldie, to Mrs. Linda Goldie.
Good morning.
Good
morning,
morning Linda.
Good morning, Linda.
Sorry, I'm late. I got an idea for a new poem just as the show was starting, and I had to get it down.
Oh, you're right.
Well,
on
don't
time.
Worry. We're definitely going to have our poetry in motion at one point. Well, just let me tell everybody really quick. We're going to have Vera Jones with Mental Health in You. We're going to have Clarence M. Allen with Regulate the Manual. That's his book that he wrote, and he tells you how to regulate life. We're also going to have none other than Talana Jones with Words of Wisdom. Words of Wisdom. We're also going to have our professor, Professor Reams. He is a real professor also, and he's a professor of social justice, of music, and he brings us a segment of our show called The Commentary. You don't want to miss this. And we will have Cousin V, co-producer Cousin V, with the sports report. We'll find out what's going on with our Lakers and our Clippers and what's happening in baseball and football. And all of this on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And without further ado, I want to introduce to others and reintroduce to some others our Summis Lynn Robinson, who is our special guest today. And what a amazing, phenomenal, God bless woman of God who has a wonderful story to share with us today. So, Summis, we're going to move out the way. Please take the floor. Open up with wherever you want to open up and tell us all about it.
Well, praise the Lord. First of all, I do appreciate the platform that you have afforded me today It's such an honor to be on your show. I really appreciate it. And all the masses that this program does reach, my prayer is that God draws them even closer and they just glean from whatever it is you have to give them. Well, as you and I was talking on last evening, we were just talking about current events and why the body of Christ is where it is today. And it isn't so much that God wants to punish us. That's not his will. God says simply, he says, it's not my will that any should perish, but all that come to repentance and to know him. And why these current events are happening? Because we are in the end times. And the Bible says, fret not yourselves, because these things have to come to pass. He says, look up when you see these things come. He says, for your redemption draweth nigh, meaning I'm coming. That's why he said in the Bible days, keep your lamps trimmed and burning. Don't be like the foolish virgins that just was lackadaisical throughout their life and thought they had time. But time is of the essence now. We're not where we were 7 years ago, 9 years ago, 12 years ago. Today's world isn't like it was when our parents were coming. Not at all. And if you notice, it all began when 9/11 started. That's when God, I believe, had enough. So he had to send judgment. I was reading in the Bible the other day in Ezekiel, and I'm just going to paraphrase, where there was a great war and God was angry with the Israelites. Some of you may be familiar with what I'm speaking about. So God sent Ezekiel there into the valley. And as he got in there, he saw those dead bones. He said, look up, Ezekiel, and command the fowls of the air to come and feast. Now, that's something when God killed them because of disobedience. Israel, that's what he did. Then he says, as you pass through, set a sign. And that's what God is doing today with the prophets, the teachers, the pastors. Yeah. Are setting signs to tell the people God is coming. So to keep going, when he passed through, he set the sign, and he told him, look up and call the fowls of the air to come and feast off the carcasses, the fowls where the birds can be drunk off the blood, and feast off their flesh. That's something, and that's what this war is today over in Israel. We hate that it's there. Not in Israel, excuse me, in Ukraine. We hate that it's there. But I often tell people, as you know, I'm a professor, so they come to me for a word of encouragement or knowledge, and I simply say to them, because I have no words of embellishment to tell them, because the Bible declares, he says, cry loud and spare not. Lift up your voice like a trumpet in Zion and tell my people of their transgressions. So I simply tell them, if you don't know Christ, now is the time. As the scripture declares, today is the day of salvation. We must draw nigh to God. We have to, because these things are going to get worse. I don't have a word to tell you. It's going to be a bed of roses. We're going to tiptoe and pick them and smell them as we go. That isn't so. Now, we will have good days, but we're at the close, if you will, the finale of God's return. And the rapture is imminent, regardless of what people think, Pastor, not to monopolize the majority of your program, but simply to tell the people to stay steadfast, because there's things that are coming that we have no control. Now, prayer will keep certain things at bay, but it is God's will for these things to come to pass, because soon the rapture will take place, and then the Antichrist will be revealed. And its truth is just as the sun shines, and the moon comes out at night, it's going to happen. So just simply telling the masses to keep holding on. Keep doing what you're doing. There's a scripture in the Bible declares, he says, they ask Christ, they said, well, what shall we do? He says, just continue on what you do. Go to work, take your children to school, do your daily activities, because God is coming. But don't put him on the back burner so when he does come, you're left behind. That's my prayer.
Amen.
My desire for the masses. Yes, indeed.
Amen, amen.
Are you there?
Amen. Can we give a big hand?
Amen.
Can we give a big hand for Professor Lynn Robinson? Just a big hand for her. I'm honored beyond words to have you on this morning. You bring a very deep message. And in the Bible, it talks about civil rights. It talks about human rights in the Bible, and it talks about our rights. And our right to learn the Word of God, to be able to exhort the Word of God and shine it on somebody. Yesterday, my Sunday school lesson was from Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 through 21, and it talked about, don't let him tempt you. Do not let mm-hmm. the devil tempt you, because he will. Yes. And yes. I see the war going on in Ukraine right now, and Putin is,
yes.
all he needs on his head is two horns, a fork in his hand, and a tail. And looking at the work of the devil, he's killing babies, women, and men, yes. and families right now as we speak. I'm really praying about that situation.
For a moment.
Yes, you may. Go right ahead. Take the floor.
Excuse me. When you were saying that, a scripture just welled up in my spirit where it says, fret not yourselves over evildoers, for they soon shall be cut down as the green grass that withers and fades away. And that's the assurance you have in anything that comes. For the righteous, these principles aren't for the carnal, aren't for the sinner, aren't for the infidel. These promises belong to God's people, and you can't, and I will reiterate, you can't lay claim or hold, if you will, on these promises if you're not walking totally to God. Now, there is a scripture that declares he reigns on the just as well as the unjust. But the thing about the rain when it falls on the just is their grass will grow and stay longer, where the sinner man's grass will fade. Everything they touch will practically just go to naught. It's so. It's nothing I'm trying to embellish or put instill fear. That's just God's word. And we can't go beyond God's word. He says every man is a liar and God's the truth. Regardless if our pastor teaches something, if it's contrary to the word of God, that's why it's important to get in the word. The scripture declares, he says this, he said, search the scriptures. In them you shall find eternal life. Any answer, any trouble, any trial you have, get in the word of God. I guarantee it with a capital G, you'll have a solution there. Indeed.
Amen, amen. And if I may interject for just a moment, please, that is that is some astounding, profound information you just shared with all the people that are listening. I want to shout out Wanda Long on Facebook Live, Evangelist Virginia Valentine on Facebook Live, Anita Sanders on Facebook Live, Deborah Lewis on Facebook Live. Hallelujah. Praise God for you guys. Clarence and Malin on Facebook Live. Maurice Valentine, and all the other people that are on Facebook Live, thank you for joining us this morning. Amen, amen, amen. And so now, Professor, I want to switch reels for just a minute, Professor.
I'm going to take a picture for Mommy.
You're a professor. You're a professor. And, okay, hey, Vera, can you hear me? Hey, Vera, can you hear me? Hallelujah, praise God. We're in the middle of a very wonderful interview, and let's see. Okay.
We're going to send it to everybody, okay? Papa, Mommy, and Daddy.
Okay.
You want to put your clothes on that Grandma put out
okay,
for you?
Okay, let's see. I don't know why we're having all this
time for Grandma to speak
here.
Up, right?
Hold on one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, all right. Okay. All right, Vera, are you there? Hello?
Yes.
Hello, Vera,
apologies.
Are you there?
I am here.
Okay.
Apologies.
Okay. Yeah, we're still live on the radio. Well, anyway.
Amen.
Professor,
that was a conversation going on. Apologies.
Professor Robinson, I want to ask you a question about being a professor. You educate a lot of young people. You give them a future. Could you talk a little bit about your profession, please, as a professor?
Indeed. Well, I teach American Sign Language to the hearing impaired for adults and children as well, but I tutor the children on Wednesdays only, and that's for anyone that comes really to the library and decides they want to learn it. But my profession is to teach it. And in my walk that I have, I've taught elementary for almost 12 years, and then I transitioned over to teaching at a higher level of education. And it's so imperative how today's society doesn't think that an education is imminent, and it is. The Bible declares it is. Everything coincides with Scripture. He says it. He says, my people perish for the what? Lack of knowledge. So if you don't have knowledge, even your platform, Pastor Jones, inform. It's very informative. So people glean from you to know what to do with their rights. So it's important that we have knowledge on every area of our life. You have to, even in parenting, there isn't a manual. There are some books to help us, but we have to know the specifics to what to do. So in my walk, I teach children that had just graduated from junior high, from high school on into, and I just become very personal with them, not just at the professional level, because if you don't really touch that part, you cannot really teach well. You have to be personal with any walk of life. You have to be personable. But they glean from me, and I enjoy my profession, and oftentimes I don't get a chance to get home and really be with my daughter as I'd like much, because I'm always giving to my students, even when I'm not, as they say, on the clock. But I enjoy what I do here in Santa Barbara.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Professor Reams, please meet Professor Lynn Robinson. We have a professor on our show.
Oh, pleasure.
And
awesome.
Please say hello to Professor Reams. Professor Reams, say hi to Professor Lynn Robinson.
A pleasure,
Professor Lynn Robinson. It is an honor,
sir,
to have you on class overall.
Thank
and I share the wonderful, the same joy that you have, because we at our university have sign language, and the work that you're doing is just imperative.
Yes.
Because, see,
thank
what
you.
I do, as you've mentioned with being personal, I call all of my students my babies. Because the fact that we're dealing, I teach at Mount St. Mary's University of Los Angeles, which is
awesome.
Predominantly a women's college, 90%.
Yes.
So my daughters and babies, I'm trying to train them to be the new CEOs and leaders and presidents of the United States and all these other things in general.
Wonderful.
And that's what really energizes me, just like with my own kids.
Yes.
Is to look
indeed.
Into their face and get that aha moment that they got it, and then leave a little impression on them, even though, as you'll share with me, at the end of the day, it's not you're tired, you are tired. And I was with them yesterday dealing with a project they were dealing with for a graduate program, and when it was over with, it was almost like I ran a marathon. Happy, but ran a marathon.
I'm familiar.
And all it was, you just passed out with a big smile on my face that, you know, because I keep talking to Lord, I said, Lord, I don't know, I guess this is it for you. He says, no. You have, I've got more for you to do, so just get some rest.
Indeed.
Have a little, have your favorite drink, wake up,
yes,
and get back to work.
Absolutely.
So
it's absolutely
an honor, Professor. Thank
indeed.
You for all you do.
Oh, bless you. You as well.
Vera Jones.
I can concur.
Well, Vera Jones, you want to take the floor and share some words with our Professor Lynn Robinson, Summis Lynn Robinson.
Awesome.
Go ahead, Vera.
I just have one word. I am just amazed at what I've heard, and thank you so much for sharing. But I must say, outstanding. You
thank
are
you.
Outstanding.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. To God be all the glory. And that's just even not a cliche. I sincerely mean that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Clarence M. Allen, Brother Clarence M. Allen, please take the floor. What would you like to say to Summis Lynn Robinson and Professor Lynn Robinson?
Yes, Summis, Professor Lynn Robinson. First, let me just say thank you for coming on to the show. You are the first person that I actually had to scoot my seat from the sidewalk into the front of the classroom. Because the wisdom and the knowledge you shared, I had to come inside and take notes. So I just want to thank you for all that you do. And I do have a question. Because you do sign language education, do you have a lot of special need students in your classes?
Indeed, I do, and that's what I majored in when I studied at Fresno State. We had to do an internship at a school that only had special children, not people of just interest in the school, but they were special needs. And I'm telling you, that's the challenge where you know where the rubber meets the road, if you allow me to use that term, if you want to be in that profession. Because they can't hear. They have to constantly look at your lips to read. And if you don't understand them and you're going and learning, it's challenging because majority of them have disabilities beyond just hearing impaired. So it takes a whole gamut to incorporate everything that you will learn. And in the course of it, the main objective, if your heart is pure, they see that and they will welcome you or embrace you. And you can teach more at liberally. You can just be more liberally with it. And I just found it to be more rewarding. And if I may say this, I know you didn't ask for all this, but I will give you a brief synopsis. When I was, I'm COGIC. If anybody doesn't know what COGIC is, it stands for Church of God in Christ. Well, at our holy convocations, they had a young lady which taught, was doing sign language, excuse me, interpreting for the preachers in the choir. And it just intrigued me. That's why it's imperative, the Bible says, train up the children in the way they should go. Now, this will lead them into avenues that, you won't even think. So as I sat there, it intrigued me more. And I went out after I graduated, of course, high school, and then I took some courses in other fields and got certificates in that. But my main objective, it always stood with me and gripped me the more to learn sign language. And I know that's my ministry. I know that it's what God ordained me to do. And that's why I say when you train them up in church, they can find the avenue, of life that they want to venture out into, to be productive. It all stems from the church, believe it or not, it does. So I just say that's why I just drew my love for to teach sign language from there, if that answers your question.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing. And I just want to share this on the show right now. Listen, people, at one point in our life, it was a civil rights violation to go to church. You would be hung for going to church. You would be beat for going to church. You would get your church blown up. So I want you to know that we had to fight for our rights to be able to go to church and give God the glory. They did not really want us. The only reason in slavery why they wanted us to serve God is so that they could put somebody in charge of controlling the slaves. They take the preacher and make him in charge of all the people out in the fields to get them to be humble toward God to get the work done. Would you like to elaborate on that a little bit, Summit Lynn Robinson?
Well, what you're saying is so valid and so accurate. The reason being because they wanted them to be submissive. Same analogy with the devil. And everything goes back to it. Because if he can't intimidate you with the cares of the world, he will bondage you in your spirit, just like alcoholism, derived from the word, it's an Arabic word, and it means eating at the body. Anybody that's confined to alcoholism, it's any type of addiction, it eats at the body. As we all know, we've had some relatives, and we may yet have relatives that are addicted to some type of addiction. And what does it do? It eats at the physical body, more or less the spiritual. When you see them, they look healthy 1 month, the next month they look emaciated. They just look depleted of natural vitamins that the body has to live on. So it's the same way what the slave masters did. They thought by imprisoning our spirits, our physical body, that our spirits would become depressed and depleted and deflated. But they didn't know, as that scripture says, where there's unity, there's strength. And that's what they didn't count on, them banding together and praying. And when you pray, God will break chains, break the bondage. I know what I'm talking about. I don't want to get caught up because I have to get back into my classroom. But when you touch on these narratives, it just brings – go ahead, Pastor.
No. But before you go, and I know you got to get back in the classroom, I want to thank you. Can we please clap our hands for Thomas Lynn Robinson,
my
Professor
pleasure.
Lynn? Can we clap our hands really loud?
Thank
really
you.
Loud. Thank her.
Have a blessed day.
She took time out.
Yeah. You as well.
She came out of the
you
classroom.
As well, and I appreciate you. Yes, indeed.
Now we appreciate you as well, and we want you to come back, but I got to ask something very special of you before you go. I know you didn't plan on it, but can you just sing one little thing for us? Just one little thing.
Oh, my
Amen.
Goodness.
Praise the Lord.
Let's see. Well, my voice is kind of raspy. I'm not making excuses. I just got back from Philadelphia on yesterday. But I'll give you something.
Yes.
Why should I feel discouraged? And why Should the shadows come. That's it. I got to go.
Amen. Let's give a big hand for her.
Thank you. God bless you all, individually and collectively. I appreciate the platform this morning.
We thank you so very much. Thank you. Have a very blessed day and a wonderful, wonderful week. And everybody say thank you and God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you again. Bye-bye.
Amen.
Have a great day, Summers. We love you and God bless you. All right. Okay, you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And what a great interview we just had with Professor Lynn Robinson, a.k.a. Summers Lynn Robinson. And she travels all over. She just came back from London. She just came back from Philadelphia. She travels all over singing to people because, see, music is a healing process. Amen. Healing music can help you heal. And that's why music is a language that everybody understands. I don't care where you're from in the world. If you turn on some music, everybody's going to be moving their head and moving their feet and clapping their hands and doing something because music is a language that everybody understands. There is no language barriers when it comes to music. So people are being saved because we're still going through COVID-19 post-traumatic stress syndrome, you know, being locked up in the house for a couple of years, you know. And so when you start hearing the word of God and you start hearing the music of God, it just kind of makes you feel better. Everybody in the church is clapping. That's why it says birds of a feather should flock together. If you're a saint, the saints should join together. You know, and I was so upset because you could still go to the club and get a drink. You could still go out and party all night long, but you couldn't go to church. They shut down the churches. So this is a premeditated conspiracy to keep people from coming together, giving God the glory. But the churches are reopening, and of course church has been online, but it's not the same when you can fellowship together and you can, you know, sing together, pray together, and do everything together. Praise God from whom my blessings flow. So we're going to go into our first topic, and our first topic is, and I want to make sure I get it right, our first topic is, where are black people in America in 2022? Where are black people in America in 2022, and what are we doing to make a difference? And what are we doing to make a difference? Well, first of all, I want to go to our professor, Professor Reams. Professor Reams, please take the floor. Where are black people in America in 2022, and what are we doing to make a difference? Go right ahead, Professor Reams.
Yes, Pastor Jones. We're in a very good and okay, but also not okay situation, as we've talked about on the show, because we have seen wonderful economic progress in the 20th century and the 21st century, and that's been unparalleled. The good is that shrinking unemployment rates for blacks, especially those that are going to college. We also have had an increase in the number of small businesses that have increased over the years, and that we've continued, as we're seeing as of today, our Supreme Court nominee, Ketanji Brown Jackson, in every field of human endeavor that's possible. So in the last 20th century, 21st century, it has always been a positive progress to the point where the gap between the whites and blacks was slowly shrinking. Now, of course, when we got into the COVID and even prior to that, Trump administration, those gaps have begun to build, separate out again. But that's only because of the actions that have been taken, because the good thing is that we found that all of the measures, we had voting access, we had access to health through Obamacare, and also access to loans and monies and reducing and eliminating redlining, the gaps were falling, and that African Americans were achieving and overachieving and graduating at high rates and also getting to college at high rates. That would be even with the rest of the country. Of course, COVID comes in, and now that's stagnated. But it hasn't stopped us from achieving because, as you know, Professor Lynn Robinson has mentioned, we're still doing what we're doing. We're still out there in the field. Black Lives Matter made all the difference by pushing the political and social justice outlook where people have become woke enough, as we're saying, to where I, as an educator, will be working with other educators to improve the college system as it relates to diversity, equity, and inclusion so that the way that I teach and speak to people of color will be measured and identified so that we do not cause the microaggressions, what they're calling it, that leads to people being hurt, harmed, and feeling that they're not part of the United States. But still, disparities that we have are those physical ones that we've mapped out in the Willie Lynch memo, where you still have these forces that are trying to continue to suppress the vote. So I call it more like political cheating, procedural cheating, because if they were to put in the Voting Rights Act and also include continuing the things that have made us strong and improved our education, similar to how we do in sports and some of that entertainment, we would dominate some of the other areas even more so. We're there. We've already had Black History Month showing the accomplishments of our wonderful Black women and also the Black men, and also what's going on with those who have made money, like Tyler Perry and Denzel Washington, Snoop Doggy Dogg, and them becoming billionaires and or getting into businesses and also moving the arrow forward. But as you know, every two steps we take, we also take one step back. So with COVID being available, as you've mentioned, we're dealing with the post-traumatic COVID syndrome. With the war now, all the effort has been kind of focused on what's going on with the war as opposed to what's going on with the health. And that at least in this last couple years, folks have identified that in working, living in this country, that myths that were there are breaking down because, as Professor Robinson mentioned, that God is revealing so much that people are not falling for the same grifts as they used to. So Black America is in a good spot. It's in a healthy spot, except that in the major disparities that we've talked about before, like households being 10 to 1 or being the first, last hired, first fired, they're still there. But it's nothing that we haven't seen before and nothing that we can't overcome. But the fight is there. And as you've mentioned, as you mentioned, that it took fighting for us to even go to church. So now we are going to church, but it's going to take more fighting to mop up some of the other disparities, such as health, such as police violence, such as pay, to get us to the next stage that the good Lord wants us to be. So I would mark that we're in a good spot. I mean, we've already talked about those things that you could be depressed about, but it just means that we just need to work a little harder. No. Continue to work hard. We've been working hard, but to continue to work hard and progress and be on that front line and also vote in the folks like a Joe Biden, that'll make it happen. And with that, Pastor Jones, I yield back to you.
All right, Professor Raines, thank you very much. Wow, thank you very much. Point well taken and duly noted. And our first topic is, where are Black people in America in 2022, and what are we doing to make a difference? Well, we got a call in the 678-353 area code. Caller in the 678-353 area code, are you there?
Hello, this is Annette Davis Jackson. Just happy Monday. Happy prosperity to everybody.
Everybody say good morning to Annette Jackson. Say good morning.
Good morning, Annette.
Good morning, Jackson.
Annette, tell everybody that you're running for office, right?
Well, you know what? Guess what? it's not going to happen now, right? It's not going to happen. I am still in Los Angeles, California. I was supposed to fly back to Georgia to qualify. My mother went into the hospital in MLK. She could not breathe. And I could not leave my mother.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's so amazing, you know. And I want to tell you guys, you know what? God is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. I could not leave my mother to go qualify for Georgia, but I have a 22-year-old daughter. I send her all the information. And when I sent her all the information, she only had a copy. So the Secretary of State, based on all my affidavits, and I had to have three affidavits to qualify, they wouldn't accept it because they said it had to be original documents. So I'm still asking them for the OCGA codes to respond to that. But you know what? Yes. My mother is still living today. So hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, really quick on that, let me say a quick prayer. Tell us your mom's name.
Her name is Donna Davis.
Heavenly Father, we just want to ask you to put a blessing on Mrs. Davis right now, God. Touch her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. God, touch her lungs, her all of her interior, liver, heart, lungs, kidneys, spleen, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Can I get an amen from everybody? Amen.
You know what?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And you know, Pastor?
Yes.
I have to say, you said her lungs, and that was so, you know what? God confirms the word of her servants. It was her lungs. She had COPD because she's a smoker. So you said the right thing, and guess what? A good report, she has stopped smoking.
Praise God.
Oh, amen. Praise
God. Praise the Lord.
God. Praise
God. The Lord.
That's not an easy task for someone who has been smoking. That's not easy. It's just like it's not easy for an alcoholic to put down a drink. It's not easy for people who have food addiction to put down the food. We just thank God for change. And while we're talking about change, our topic, our first topic of the morning, and I want you to respond to this, Sister Annette, where are black people in America in 2022, and what are we doing to make a difference? Where are black people? Thank you for all the hearts for the Facebook Live. People are sending hearts up for you and that right now. Where are black people in 2022, and what difference are we making here in America in 2022, African Americans? Go right ahead. Annette Jackson, take the floor.
You know what? Let me tell you, black Americans are making strides in 2022. You know why? Because there were some of our ancestors who picked cotton. Okay? You know, I saw a movie the other day, and I said, look, I probably couldn't be the one that picked cotton, but some of my ancestors were. Or if I go to some of my ancestors who were Indian, who were native to the land, right? They helped produce the Pastor Eddie Jones. They helped produce Pastor Eddie Jones, all his kids. You know, they produce Professor Reams and everybody who's on this call. So I would say that, you know what, we're in a great place, but I'll tell you how we can be greater. I'll tell you how we can have greater exports according to the Bible. Guess what? If everybody would read the book Traction by Geno Wickman, we have to have an organized plan for increase in economic development, in the numbers, in the money. Let me tell you, it's not, you know, it just happens, you know, 1, 2, 3. No, you have to really design a plan. You have to design your vision. You have to design yourself being an implementer. So Black America is in the best place it could ever be because, you know, we built the country. Guess what? Now we have to get into commerce, okay? We have to turn from the personal side of the tax code to the commercial side of the tax code. Find a business and go make that money and go develop a product that can sell across the world. And I'll tell you this, because my business partner and I, we're putting a product on the market. We're putting a toothbrush on the market, just to give you a little bit. So I'll just land that plane right there. But guess what? We need to get into commerce.
Yes, I agree. I agree. We need to be financially literate, and we need to understand how money can work for us economically and how we can make money work for us. That is something that we even have a financial literacy person on our show, Melanie Aubrey, almost every Monday, and she talks about that, and it's so important. I agree with you 100%. We want to thank you, and then don't go anywhere. Stay on the show because I have another question for you in a little while.
I'll stay, and I love it.
Thank you. Clarence and Malin, please take the floor. Where are black people in America in 2022, and what are we doing to make a difference? Go right ahead, Clarence and Malin, the regulator.
Yes, everything Professor Reams and Annette Jackson said. Yeah, everything they said. Now, we are everywhere. And we're doing everything in America to be where we want to be, although there's much more progress to be done. We are making great achievements and strides, Pastor Eddie. We are inventing things. We are in the corporate world. We're in the industry, the medical field. We're making advancements. So everywhere where there needs to be, we're in the labor force. And Friday,
yeah.
thanks to our Congress, they passed the Crown Right Act. So I was thinking about the young man that had to cut his hair, his dreads, because he couldn't wrestle and win by having his dreads. I was thinking of all the sisters and even black men who wore their hair nappy on dreadlocks, on braids, and they couldn't get that job position because of their hairstyle. So whether you wear your hair and it looks like cotton candy, it's in dreads, whether it's straight or curly, now we can go in showing our blackness everywhere we go. Man, we have a sister that's tearing the roof off the sucker and is going to be nominated as Supreme Court Justice. And so we're everywhere in America. The only thing that's unfortunate about us is the influences that we have for those who are out here in the street to want to harm and hurt each other. Once we get rid of those cancers, man, we'll really be do some positive strides in America.
Amen, amen. Let's give Clarence. Thank you, Clarence. That was very important what you just shared with us. Thank you very much, Clarence. Regulator, thank you for regulating. Vera Jones. Vera Jones, please take the floor. Where are black people in America in 2022, and what are we doing to make a difference?
Well, as Clarence just said, I just believe what Annette, Professor Reams, and Clarence just mentioned, but they are now finding new avenues of what our ancestors found difficult. And now people are, especially the young ones, they're beginning to get involved. And just think of all the ones that stepped up to vote, and also the incident with George Floyd, how the young ones, they stepped in and said no more. So we're still learning, we're regrouping, and that's what I feel at this moment.
Wow, that's really nice. Thank you, Vera. Thank you so very much. Linda Goldie, please take the floor. You're one of our more mature hosts on the show. And so I'd like to get from you, where are African-American black people in America right now in 2022, and what are we doing to make a difference? Go right ahead, all the way from Oregon.
Well, I am just awestruck and encouraged by all of the positive things I've heard so far. And being that I am white and I have interracial children, I have to say that personally, I'm so proud of my children because they are helping me in my old age, and that is something that I was never able to do or even wanted to do for my mother. And I think that displays a generosity of spirit that is typical of the black population, forgiveness, and progress in everything that you're doing. Just applaud it all.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Linda. That is so very, very important.
Tamana
Jones, Tamana Jones.
Amen.
Tamana Jones. Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Linda. Tamana Jones,
Linda.
Please take the floor, Tamana, and tell us where are black people in America in 2022, and what are we doing to make a difference? Go right ahead, Tamana.
We are winning the Olympics. We are sharing our voices. We are affecting change within the Senate. And I would also say shout out to our new Supreme Court judge. Love that. That is awesome. I do believe we are affecting change. I do. Even though we have lost a lot of wonderful people in the process in order to affect change, it's a blessing, like everyone on the panel has shared. So I'm grateful to be able to say that African-American, black people, and ethnic of black descent, anything that has to do with us, I'm so grateful to know that we have come so far from where we were. So I'm grateful to God. And I will also say that we are all paying attention to God's word right now. So it is a blessing to receive and to be able to give to somebody else the word. So I'm grateful
Amen.
For black people right now. I pray that we continue to rise and become much greater.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Tamana Jones. So thank you, Tamana. I can't wait for words of wisdom for today. I can't wait. There are so many things transpiring at this moment. We had a summit, Lynn Robinson, on, who was very wonderful with sharing this morning, and she's also a professor at UC Berkeley. But this particular topic that we're switching over to is just as important as the other one. And I just want to say to our Vice President, Kamala, we are so happy. I said at the beginning of the year of 2021 that this was the year of the woman in 2021, and it has come to pass. And, I love that title that they have, Black Girl Magic. I love that because the women are the nurturers of our society. We are nothing without the women. Like James Brown said, this is a man's world, but it'll be nothing without a woman or a girl, okay? So, the best, things that have happened in my life came starting with my mother and my aunts and my great aunts and great, and my cousins, female cousins. They were so wise, and if you want to learn how to cook and clean and be domesticated, you want to learn how to get to school and get your homework done, well, that's why mother was there, to nurture you and give you the leadership skills, the motivation, the integrity, the dignity, the social skills, the etiquette, and to how to love, self-love, and about self-preservation, which is the first law of nature. So I commend our women, and I really believe as a society, we are growing and we're getting better and better by the day. We have to learn how to love on each other more and respect each other more, and honor each other more. That's what I want to see more of for our future with our people. I want us to love on each other more, share more, and teach people how to fish, just like Jesus did. Jesus said, if you follow me, I'll make you fishers of men, and that goes for men and women. So we want to learn we want to teach our kids how to fish. And that's why I admire professors, I admire doctors who teach people how to fish. And that's why education is a priority and so extremely very important, because the better educated you are, the more opportunities that you have to get that education to somebody else who needs it. Somebody gave you an opportunity, create an opportunity for our future. And so I'm going to close out with our topic, where are black people in America in 2022, and what difference are we making? We're making a gigantic, enormous difference in America and around the world. Hallelujah, praise God, from whom my blessings flow. Our next topic, our second topic is, if we have a 911 emergency in America, what is your contingency plan and what will you do? Our second topic is, again, if we have a 911 emergency in America, what is your contingency plan and what will you do? And so that's our second topic. And I'm going to start off with Annette Jackson. Annette Jackson, you know, what if we have a 911 situation in America? You know, we have a war going on in Ukraine right now. Putin is killing men, women, and children. They want the United States to step up their game and do more and almost bring that Third World War to America. If we have a 9/11 situation in America where they call martial law over the United States, what is your contingency plan and what do you plan to do?
Well, let me tell you, this is an interesting topic, right? Because the contingency plan is all about the land. That's why I'm in Los Angeles, California, because I'm protecting. My dad was a realtor, and he was one of the unsung heroes of the PGA of America. He's passed away now, but I'm protecting his land. Okay? So you got to protect the land, because whatever happens with Ukraine, first of all, Biden and his son, to be honest, they have business in Ukraine. They already know about this. And let me tell you that the hard part for me is that the American people don't understand that it's about commerce. Okay? All right? How do you, and in Clubhouse, and everybody, if they're not on Clubhouse, just listen to some of the conversations on Clubhouse. But the bottom line for us is the United States of America gave $13 billion to Ukraine, but no money to Black America. That should tell you a whole lot that you better go. You better find some farmland, okay? You better find some land right now that you can buy in case all your family has to come live with you, okay? Okay, all right. You might have to find that, because guess what? The same way that you can feed one or two, you can feed 20. Oh, my God. I love a big pot of spaghetti, okay, and some bread, okay? I love eggs in the morning, okay?
Come on now.
All right, with some grits, okay? Okay?
Yeah.
All right? And I'm a vegetarian. So, I mean, come back to me later, and I'll have more to say to you. But let me tell you what's going to protect us, right? It's not Ukraine. See, that's a smokescreen. Okay, that's a smokescreen.
Come on, tell the truth.
Let me tell you,
United
States of America, you better give the money that you owe Black America to Black America. Okay, our money is
not supposed to be spent. Say that one more time. Say that one more time.
Okay, you better give our money that's owed to Black America back to Black America. Who told you to spend money on other countries? Did you get our approval? No, you are spending our money. And let me tell you, I have empathy and I have sympathy, but when I see that you have selective enforcement for our money, I got a problem.
Come on now.
That's why I went to run for U.S. Senate. That's why I went to run for U.S. Senate, and I'm sorry that I didn't get that done, but I still might be able to get it done, and I'm just not sure. I'm just waiting for answers. But no, stop spending our money where it should be. Oh, so what you want to tell me now is that you really don't care about us. You know, you cared about us to get the vote, but you didn't care about us to build our billionaire wealth. Okay, because we're indigenous to the land. Okay, so we might have to force you in a friendly way, in a diplomatic way, to say, you know what? Guess what? We're going to ask for our money. And can you imagine if every Black American indigenous to the land, right, wrote the president of the United States to say, give us our money?
Yes. Give us our 40 acres and a mule.
No.
Give
it's
us
not
our
40 acres and a mule. It's not 40 acres and a mule.
Amen.
No, let me tell you.
We are long overdue.
Go ahead.
Let me just jump in for a second. Annette, you made an excellent,
okay.
You made a point duly noted, well taken and point duly noted. What a prolific, profound statement you just shared with all of our listeners. And I want to send a shout out because you said something about the land. I want to send a shout out to Wanda Long. Wanda Long, I want to shout you out for having a garden that grows cucumbers and carrots and green onions and potatoes and watermelon and everything and grapes all in her backyard. So I'm just shouting that out right now. She could feed some people if some things went wrong and everybody had to come to her house to stay. She grows her own fruits and vegetables, and I commend anybody, even my sister Vera. If you go to my sister Vera's house, she has parsley and green onion and cilantro and onions and tomatoes, collard greens growing right there at the house. And I grew a bunch of collard greens one time, and they got real big and full and everything. I went to work and came home, and somebody picked all my collard greens, and they were all gone.
Oh.
But my point is, they must have been a little bit more hungry than I was. But I went home thinking about those collard greens. I was going to cook them and pick them and wash them and clean them, and got home, and somebody grabbed my collards. Well, I was hot. But then I thought about it. God bless them. They probably put some smoked turkey in there with it and put some garlic and onions in there and cooked those collards and got some corn on the cob and some hot water cornbread and some fried chicken and had a good time.
Right.
So,
right. Had a good time.
But we're talking about a very important, thank you for the hearts and the likes and the jokes. And, I want to send a shout out to anybody who's growing their own vegetables and fruits and vegetables in their yard, whether it's in the front yard or the backyard. Get ready, get ready, get ready, because it's going to go down. At some point, we might not be able to get to that grocery store. They've already shut down. You can go to certain stores right now, and there's no Rice Krispies on the shelf. There's certain foods that just are not on the shelf right now, and it has to do with what's going on with the war and our society. And our second topic is, if we have a 911 emergency in America, what is your contingency plan and what will you do? I want to go to Professor Reams. Professor Reams, please take the floor. Here it is, a 911 emergency in America. They call martial law. We can't go to the gas station or the store or anything. What do we do in a situation like that? Go right ahead, Professor.
Well, here's the thing. When it does happen, it's kind of already too late to do much of anything except follow the directions. That's why, similar to what was going on with the pandemic, we've started stocking just, whatever we have, extra toilet paper, extra food, even getting emergency packs, doing it now anyway, because that, and also having extra things of water in case that the water and tap gets turned off. And it's also good to have conversations with your neighbors overall,
mm-hmm.
because I know we have our neighbors that we're talking with each other. We also have two of our houses that we know that are available if we need to go to them. So as Annette mentioned, there is the issue of property, of land, and making sure that whatever you've got, you have it well protected as well. Now, hopefully it won't get to the point where people are robbing each other or so, because then it means you have to have means of protection, like a firearm of some mm-hmm. type or a fence or make sure that everything is locked up in a place where only you can get to it. But these are the precautions that would have to be taken so that you can survive. And then, of course, electricity will be on, supposedly, or a radio you'll need in case that the electricity gets turned off so you can hear what the other directions are. But let's understand that if it is martial law, they will be traveling up and down, the authorities, setting up curfews, setting up areas where the police will be walking in the streets to make sure people are off the streets, and that the best thing you can do is follow the law, be in compliance, so that you don't get shot for not complying with those that have a gun. And if you have a firearm, then make sure you let them know that you have firearms as well. In our case, will that make any difference? Probably not. But still try to make the effort for communication. So in a nutshell, have your plan ready, have provisions ready, and also have connections and good conversations with your neighbors, because each street we have our neighborhood watch to make sure that whatever's going on, we know each other so that we have each other's
right.
back. And with that, that's about as much as you can do, along with, of course, prayer, because up the street is a church that we can all go to in case that we need assistance, both a prayer up the street and down the street that also provides assistance. So it's not just your house. It's now looking at what your neighborhood around you is going to be and how you have connected through God to other folks that will also be helpful should 9/11 happen. So I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Thank you. Duly noted. Point well taken. Let's give Professor Reese. Thank you, Professor Reese, for sharing that. You know what? You know, that must be Brother Clarence over there. Thank you, Brother Clarence. Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh, man. You're making me laugh. Without further ado, our co-producer of the show, Cousin V. Welcome to the show, Cousin V, all the way from Florida. How are you? What's going on?
I'm doing great today.
Amen. Everybody
happy
say good
to
morning
back
to Cousin
on the
V.
Show.
Good morning.
Hello, Cousin V. Hi, Cousin
Hello,
V.
Cousin
good
v.
morning. I mean, good afternoon
good
from
v.
here.
Good morning.
Well, how's the weather in Florida?
Of course, it's sunny and hot and sometimes humid, but it's a nice day outside. The wind is blowing, though.
And I'm so happy. I can't wait till we get to the sports report. I want to find out about our Lakers and our Clippers and our Dodgers, and we will go there in a minute. But right now, we have a very important topic, and I'd like to get your opinion. If we have a 911 situation in America right now, what is your contingency plan, and what will you do? So we talked about having growing your own fruits and vegetables. We talked about having the proper provisions. Cousin V, take the floor. 9/11 situation in America, what would you do, and what's your contingency plan?
Well, to me, I think we always unprepared because I know right now we just go about doing our day-to-day thing, so I know I'm not really prepared for it, but I do know some things that we should take precautions on, like having first aid kits. And then I heard came in on Professor Reams talking about the protecting yourself. I do know that they're starting to have a lot of classes where we can go and learn about firearms and protecting ourselves. But we have to know that we can't cross over every state with one license from one state. Every state has their own provisions. So I just think that really I'm unprepared. Just have to stay prayed up like the Bible says. And that's my take on it.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Thank you so much, Cousin V. I want to go to Talana Jones. Talana Jones. Thank you, Cousin V. Thank you very much. It's so good to have you here on the show. Talana Jones, take the floor. 9/11 situation in America. They call martial law. What's your plan, and what would you do?
I agree with everything that I listened to on the panel today. And just to add, an emergency contact list of people who if we say we can't, I was also trying to figure out another means of communication for us to be able to communicate with each other in case we don't have our phones or internet. So how, possibly like getting I don't even know if we still have access to these, but we used to have I'll call it what it is, a walkie-talkie or a receiver, something that will be able to transit our communication back and forth. That way we can still stay in touch with one another. And I would say also, in case we don't have the electricity, that a generator.
Wow, that's a good idea. That, thank you, Talana, so very much. Thank you, Talana. Appreciate that, Talana. That is really nice. And I like what you said about cell phones. I like what you said about cell phones, because this is very important. If they do call martial law over the United States and Russia just happens to overwhelm our social media, which they have done before when it came to voting, they will shut down all the phones. They will. They will shut down the phones. They will shut down your social media, and we'll have to have two-way radios. So if you don't have any battery-operated two-way radios where you can talk to your family, you should go out and get some radios. Not speaking of radios, you should get a wind-up radio. It doesn't take batteries. You can find one probably at Big Five or somewhere like that. You have to have water. You need canned goods, and you need a first aid kit. But you have to have enough stuff to last at least 3 months, okay? At least 90 days until in between that time something will change. But this is extremely very important. It might not seem like it's important right now, but if the war comes to America, and it has, remember 9/11. Remember 9/11. And remember, we weren't ready for 9/11, okay? We were not prepared for 9/11. But without further ado, we have Aretha Adams-Jones, affectionately known as Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones with Mental Health and You. Welcome to the show, Aretha Adams-Jones. Everybody say good morning to Aretha Adams-Jones.
Good morning, Aretha.
Good morning, Dr. Aretha.
Aretha.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, man.
Good morning.
We're so happy to have you. I mean, we have the whole crew on this morning. You know, shout out to Melanie Aubrey. She'll be on next week with financial literacy. But it's so good to have you here, Aretha. So good to have you here, Cousin V. Vera Jones, Talana Jones, Regulate the Manual, Clarence M. Allen, Linda Goldie,
Matt.
And Vera, hallelujah, everybody, and Talana. And I'm just happy to, you know, what a great full panel on the show. And it just shows this information is pertinent, powerful, and wonderful information about your civil rights. Mental health has to do with you. Health and wellness has to do with you. Regulate the Manual has to do with you. We can learn something from everything that's going on the show. And our guest right now, Annette Jackson, who is running for senator and will continue to run for senator, and I have faith in her that she will eventually sit in that seat. We're so glad to have her on the show. She's going to share something with us in just a few minutes. But before we do that, I want to go to Linda Goldie. Linda, we're going to have an emergency at some point, a 9/11 situation in America. And what would you do, and what is your contingency plan? Go right ahead.
Well, I personally feel very vulnerable because I live in an apartment, and I moved to this apartment because it had a patio so I could grow things on it. But during the time that we've had a new owner and a new manager, we've had increasing restrictions, and I had to remove my planters from the fence, which limited what I could grow, and now I don't have much space. And if there was an emergency, people could just come and take stuff off my patio, you know. So anyway, but if I can afford it, I'll try to buy wind up radio. And I do have some, you know, I go to the food bank 3 times a week, and I have some canned goods, but I know that's not as healthy for you as other stuff. So I usually try to get fresh produce and things like that. So, like I said, I just feel very vulnerable, and I don't know what will happen. I'll just do the best I can and pray a lot.
Amen, amen. Let's give Linda Goldie
amen.
A hand all the way from Oregon. All the way from Oregon. Thank you, Linda. Everybody's input is so,
amen.
So very important. I want to go
amen,
to Aretha
Miss
Adams-Jones. Linda. Amen, amen. Aretha Adams-Jones, if we have a 9/11 situation in America like we did on 9/11 itself, which we will remember never to forget, what is your contingency plan, and what would you plan to do? Go right ahead.
So, okay, thank you so much, Pastor Eddie, and to the co-host. Yeah, so I agree with what the co-host has said. I really have to do better with, you know, setting aside canned goods and, you know, the food and the water and all that good stuff. But my contingency plan, and I agree with it, with everything that everyone has said thus far, I would push. You guys know what push means? I would push. That means pray until something happens.
All right.
Thank God.
Amen.
All right. Amen.
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 God
Amen.
Bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, too. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Now,
You're
let me
welcome.
Tell you guys something. This is really important. You know, thank you so much, Aretha Adams-Jones. This is so important. You better get a flashlight. Everybody should have a flashlight. I don't care if you don't have anything else. Okay. Okay.
May
if you
I
don't
share
have
some
else,
things, Eddie, also? Eddie, are you there?
Yes, go right ahead, Vera. Yes, I am. Go
okay.
right ahead, Vera.
So I can say, well, you said in reference to martial law, but it could be any type of emergency that we may go through. I can remember, I don't know if you do, but one time when we had the earthquake, I had 17 family members at my house for a while, and it was better than, like, having time like the Waltons. So we were all taking different moments of getting back together, but everyone has mentioned all the great things, medication, first aid kit, gas, but have a family contact, like a command post, in the event that something goes down.
Right.
You should have a place you can either meet. If you can contact one another, someone should have a contact in every city and in every state, a family member. So take out that old black phone book. That's if you can find one, because I've been looking for one. And write down all the numbers out of your cell phone, because in the event we can't use our cell phone, wow, that makes a big difference. I am prepared. I am ready in the event that something should come down. I am one that loves nature, so I have my camping gear, emergency kit everywhere, garage, in the house, and you should also keep one in your car. And as Professor Rames mentioned, that neighborhood watch and community, your neighbors, our elders, our pets, we have to be on the lookout for them. And if you can, purchase a generator. Talana mentioned a walkie-talkie. That is awesome. And last but not least, get out there in your backyard or in your containers and plant your food and store up on your, you know, some great water. Amen.
Well, amen,
amen,
amen. Thank you.
Get the medication.
Amen.
That medication,
amen,
because
amen,
have that medication written down as well. And what are you going to do? Do you have a supply in the event that something happened this particular month? Are you able to go for 2-3 weeks without your medication? So that's important.
Right. That's what it's all about. Thank you so much, Vera. At 10:30 sharp, we're going to go into our regular segments. We'll have some poetry. We'll have words of wisdom. We're going to have the sports report first, and we're going to have the commentary. We're going to have Regulate the Manual. We're going to have Mental Health and You, and we're going to have Health and Wellness, all on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And we need to stand up for something or we'll fall for anything. So get ready, because it's a new cuppy and brewed every second. Without further ado, we're going to go back to Annette Jackson. Annette Jackson, take the floor. You wanted to share something with us. Go ahead. Drop that bomb on us right now.
Let me say, first of all, the bomb that I want to drop is that everybody on this call is so amazingly genius, right? So what I am prepared to do, and I'll work with Pastor Jones on it, everything that has been on his radio show, I want to chronicle. So all these things, let's put in a pocket manual, okay? I'm prepared to do that.
Yes.
I will write it all down, put it in a pocket manual, and we'll carry it around with us, okay? All right?
Amen.
We'll have that.
Amen.
Remember,
amen, Annette.
Okay. All right. I want to go further. I just don't want us to – I want us to take these sound bites, and I want to put it on paper, and I want us to have a pocket manual. And guess what? We're going to deliver this pocket manual to the world.
Amen.
We're
going to
deliver this
pocket,
and guess what? And the money will go to the Pastor Eddie Jones Ministries, for everything that the ministry needs, okay, and all its different propensities, okay? That's what I have to say first, right? And then I want
Hold it 1 second. Hold it 1 second, Annette. Can we clap for Annette Jackson? Let's give Senator Annette Jackson a big hand.
I can clap and scream for her.
That is so beautiful, Annette. Oh, my God, Senator Jackson, that is amazing. Go right ahead. Give us the other half of the bomb that you're dropping.
Okay, the half of it. Half of it, that pocket manual, and it's going to be so amazing. And let me tell you, it's going to be the only pocket manual that we've probably seen black America and all other nationalities put together. Okay, let's do it for everybody. And number two, as I talk to you guys, I'm looking at the squirrels who's eating the avocados. Okay, off the trees, right?
Yes,
and I'm about to go outside and snatch another avocado, because if I don't snatch it, the squirrels are going to eat it. So on my mother's property, she has an avocado tree, right? On our other properties, we have also an avocado tree, and we have a lemon tree, right? So all of these things are key to us, and it's been in our area for a long time. So I'm outside. I said, Pastor Jones, and I'm about to take another avocado before the squirrel gets it. So I just applaud every single one of you guys. And I want to tell you, food insecurities, everything, but our grandmothers and our grandfathers knew how to put canned goods, how to put sunflower seeds, okay? All right? How to put nuts. Yep. Because guess what? If we have to eat, and I'll end here, and you can come back to me later, before the show ends, if we have to eat peanut butter and jelly, let's eat peanut butter and jelly, okay?
Amen, amen. Come on.
Amen.
Amen. Let's,
hey,
let's give
Annette.
Amen.
Thank you.
Give her a big hand. Amen. Amen, Annette. Well, at this time, it is 2:31 a.m. on this beautiful, wonderful Monday, March the 21st, 2022. And it's time for our regular segment on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. We talked about our first topic. We talked about our second topic. We had a great guest, Lynn Robinson, Professor Lynn Robinson, Dr. Lynn Robinson on the show, Summit Lynn Robinson on the show. And we have Senator-to-be Annette Jackson on the show. And now, without further ado, we're going to start off with the sports report, because there's something going on in sports. Without further ado, all the way from Florida, the state of Florida, Cousin V, co-producer, take the floor. Give us the sports report.
Well, no matter what, and you can hear it in my voice, Cousin Eddie always makes us have a laugh or a jiggle in our stomach, no matter what, where or when, where we are. But anyway, congratulations to you and Nat Jackson on running for senator. Also, you know, we have our first black nominee for the Supreme Court, so hats off to you for that. Just a little bit to start off. I did not really doing a lot on the NBA right now because it is March Madness for the NCAA. But I am going to say for the Dodgers, they did sign Freddie Freeman for a 6-year, $162 million contract. And Kenley Jansen left because he was unable to sign for another contract. So he's going to be with the Braves for 1 year on his contract. And the MLB will start their regular season back April the 7th. So April is going to be a month of lots and lots of sports, so you won't have time to get bored if you love sports. The PGA, the Masters, will also start April 7th through the 10th, and then also the March Madness ends, and the Final Four will start on April the 4th. So how are your brackets looking? Most of ours got slashed because we thought our teams were going to be winning. A lot of the big boys got sent home, like Baylor, UConn, Kentucky, so and Gonzaga. So we're down to the Sweet 16. In the Midwest region, the Miami Hurricanes advance over Auburn. Iowa State beat Wisconsin, number 11 over number 3. Richmond, number 12, lost to Providence. And number 1, Kansas, they are advancing over number 3, Creighton. So Kansas will play Providence on Friday, and Iowa will play, Iowa State will play Miami, and they're number 11 and 10, and Kansas is number 1, and Providence is number 4. They've just played in Fort Worth, Texas, in my home state, and they will be playing in Chicago on Friday. In the Southwest region, they will be playing the Sweet 16 in San Antonio. It will be Arizona, number 1, and number 5, Houston. And then it will be number 11, Michigan, and number 2, Villanova. Arizona sent the TCU Horned Frogs home 85-80, and the Houston Cougars, they beat Illinois number 4, Houston is number 5. They beat them 68-53. Number 11, Michigan, beat number 3, Tennessee, 76-68. And so we know Tennessee Volunteers is also a number 1 seed. And Ohio State lost number 7. They lost to number 2 Villanova, so Villanova advances also 71-61. And then we want to get to the women's NBA brackets. They also have a bracket. So you have two brackets now that you can always fill in. And they're number 2 Texas lost, and then number 10 South Dakota sent Baylor home. They will be having their games on tonight. Also, if you look at ESPN a lot and keep up with sports, there was a lot of excitement because Creighton, Lauren Jensen, and Iowa's Caitlin Clark were playing against each other, and those women, the women are putting up threes like the men are putting up threes. And Iowa Creighton beat Iowa by 2 points, 64-62. And then we also had in hockey, the NCAA Women's Frozen Four. It's the all-women's hockey team. They number 1 Ohio State. Number 1 Ohio State beat Minnesota Duluth for the championship. And so they were really, really excited about that. Also, we're going to have the road to the Stanley Cup, and that will be the professional hockey team. In the Valspar Championship in PGA this week, the purse was $7.8 million. Sam Burns, the first four winners are from USA, Sam Burns. With his back-to-back win, he also won last year. Number 2, Davis Riley, then Matthew Neesmith, Justin Thomas, and number 5, Matt Fitzpatrick, now lives in Jupiter, Florida, but he's from the UK, and he won 5th place. Next week, it will be the Corrales Punta Cana Resort and Club Championship in Mexico. And then after that, of course, it will be the final, the Masters, which I said was starting in April. And then in the NFL, the Denver Broncos get Russell Wilson. Baker Mayfield, I call him Baby Baker because they say he's whining like a baby. And the Cleveland Browns were happy to sign him off and acquire Deshaun Watson. We thought Deshaun Watson, Cleveland was going to be the number one, but no, they're paying him $230 million contract for a 5-year guarantee. Devontae Adams was traded from Green Bay, and Clarence, he's coming to the Las Vegas Raiders. So welcome Devontae Adams to the Las Vegas Raiders. And then just a little short stint on U.S. soccer. They have a 20-year-old, his name is Serginho Dest, D-E-S-T. But they added Destin to his name because they say everything he touched would turn to gold. He made history as a 19-year-old. He's now 20, playing for the U.S. Soccer team. Coach Greg Berhalter went to the Netherlands to recruit him. because the Dutch didn't want him, but now that he signed with the U.S., they want him. But we're going to pray for him because just before it's time to be picked for the championship, he's been hurt, so we're going to pray for his healing. This is my sports report, and have a blessed week.
All right, let's give a big hand for Cousin V. Thank you, Cousin V, for the sports report.
Cousin V.
Now, in the essence of time, it is now 10:40, and so we want to use all, we want to get everything in. Let's go to Talana Jones, Talana Jones with Words of Wisdom, and then we're going to have poetry from Linda Goldie all the way from Oregon. Talana Jones, take the floor. Please give us words of wisdom. Go right ahead.
Welcome, everyone. Good morning again. And today's words of wisdom is in honor of last week's Sunday school on Sunday. Dad spoke about he will test you if you let him.
Okay, you're breaking up. You're breaking up. We can't hear you. Can you take it off? You might have to take it off the speaker.
I pray you can hear me better now.
So yes,
if everything is going, the sign of times that we spoke about today on the show, I wanted to share this because I feel it is necessary, and I pray everyone enjoys. My notes from this takeaway is to remember who is guiding us through this process and whose we are. It reads, abide in every word of God, to remember to be a strong believer, to withstand temptations, and to renew our minds daily with prayer and reading our scriptures, to pay attention, to be aware that we have nothing to prove to the enemy, and everything to prove to our Lord and Savior. Do you know who you are is my question. And also, sometimes the enemy will use scripture to tempt us. We spoke about that because the enemy used, when God was going through his fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, he was tempted by the devil, and he kept trying to get him to do things that would prove to him, to show him that he was the Son of God, when he already knows who he belongs to and what his purpose was. So he was just, it was a total distraction from the enemy. So I said that there's nothing that can take us away from the love that we have with God. Do not test God. To be careful to correct the message and to exactly remember that the way God leads us is through faith, to cast out all fear. And it takes a bold step to know only God has power over us. To remember who you are, and in Jesus Christ, where would we be without him? The glory and grace of God on our side. And I remember this too, to say that we are all going through the spiritual battle together. And remember, a family that prays stays together. So I just pray, family, that we all stay together through this struggle, and that we all come out together. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
All right, thank you for the words.
That was great.
That was really nice. Was
excellent.
Wow.
Excellent.
That was the point. And without further ado, let's go to Linda Goldie, all the way in Oregon, Poetry in Motion. Linda Goldie, please take the floor. Give us Poetry in Motion.
Okay, well, I had three choices, and this last one I started writing when this program started. And this is a little controversial maybe, but I felt like I needed to get it down. It's called Conditions. The church has some traditions that don't meet God's conditions. There's no excuse. It won't do well by using holidays from hell to increase its membership, when it could cause someone to slip into some old familiar ways, because it doesn't give God praise. God is holy, set apart from every plan that's in man's heart and every thought to bring increase will bring no everlasting peace.
Wow. Thank you so much, Linda Goldie, for that poetry.
Linda Goldie.
Thank you.
All right, Miss Linda.
Oh, that was powerful.
Yes, that was. And now, without further ado, you know, sometimes mental health is not talked about enough. But on our show, we have a doctor, I call her affectionately Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones, who talks about mental health in youth. So without further ado, Aretha Adams-Jones, please take the floor. Give us mental health in youth.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Eddie, to you and to the co-host. I want to just talk briefly about giving back to the community and the benefits of giving back to the community. And this was a part of some research that I did in the doctorate program. And there was an article put out by McCallum back in 2017. And it says giving back to the community not only assists the community, but it can also help to lift your mood. Bestowing to others makes one feel happy. These good feelings are indicated or revealed in our biology. In a 2006 study, Jorge Mole and colleagues at the National Institutes of Health found that when people bestow to charity, it turns on regions of the brain linked with pleasure, social relationship, and trust, generating a warm glow effect. Giving back is great for your emotional well-being. Spending time involved in a charitable pursuit decreases depression. It also drives happiness and lifts self-esteem. Giving to others can counter low self-esteem or feelings of worthlessness or emptiness. Giving back is crucial to well-being, and studies have shown that giving is beneficial for fighting stress, depression, and anxiety, and it also helps to keep you mentally motivated. It enhances your self-confidence and provides and equips you with a sense of purpose. Remember, mental health matters, and it's time to remove the stigma. God bless you all.
All right, for mental health.
Yes. All right, Dr. Lisa.
Lisa. Well said.
Thank you so very much. That's important. As we count down, it is 10:47 a.m. We're going to go to Vera Jean Jones with health and wellness. Health and wellness is so important. Without further ado, Vera, take the floor. Give us health and wellness.
Amen, Eddie. First, I have someone that would like to say something about health and wellness. So Sandra will be speaking about self-care. Would you like to tell everyone anything about self-care?
So spring is now here, and the self-care that I love to do is playing with my family, spending time together, and having sleepovers.
Amen. Thank you so much.
All right.
For my self-care.
Excellent.
What is self-care? Now, self-care to me is self-love, and we can do that by taking action for our own personal spirit and our personal soul. And that's giving to yourself that you don't usually do, and that's putting God first and yourself second. And now we have to learn boundaries, because we have to learn how to use and spell this particular word. It's N-O, called no. And peace comes within, and we will feel more gratitude and we'll feel more appreciation when we are taking care of ourselves, so self-care. So I have 5 R's for self-care: rest, recharge, renew, regroup, and rediscover. Now, how can we do that? We can do that by reducing stress, getting a massage, reflexology, enjoying some music, some pleasure, something that you enjoy. We can do that by having nourishing foods and spending time in nature, getting some vitamin D. We also, like Aretha speaks always, on mental health in you, guess what? Your mental health will be boosted, because you're going to go out and take a vacation and take that picnic basket along with you and meditate and pray. Get out there and go swimming, go to the beach, dance, soak, ride your bicycle, cook, groom. And last but not least is take a nap so you can feel energized. Read a book, journal, organize your home and your space by clearing clutter. Now, you can donate some things to the homeless or to someone that needs it, and use your senses of sight, taste, smell, touch, and sound. And in addition, for self-care, we must, as we spoke on earlier, in the event that there's an emergency of martial law or something else, make sure that you have your vitamins, because I spoke on medication, but make sure you have your vitamins. Now, this ashwagandha is powerful for the brain and the body. The elderberry, it's for our immune booster, and along with vitamin C. Make sure you have that ginseng, so that will help with inflammation for the lungs and energy. And include some mullein in the event that there is something in the air for the lungs and bacteria. So do yourself a great favor. Cut that TV off and pick up a book. Write, journal. Enjoy positive affirmations and self-talk. Amen.
Amen, amen. Let's give it up for Vera for health and wellness. Health and wellness.
Thank
you so much.
Thank you
so much. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, without further ado, we're going to go right into Clarence and Allen, please take the floor. Give us Regulate the Manual with Clarence Adams. Allen, please take the floor, Clarence.
Yes, to all our listeners, the sun has just went down. And today, everywhere you go, it seems like a gang member is always somewhere around in the area. Some of the questions that should be arise within you should sound something like this. Are they killing? Or do they seem to be a threat? What are these gang members doing here anyway? Can you smell the scent of a gang member? If not, you may be slipping. What will you do when the gang members approach you? Are you up and ready for the challenge from the gang members? Allow the Triple OG to hand down to some of you youngsters and Rudy Pooza for the rest of you all who really don't understand and know how the games go. Do not get caught up in all the hypes. Always changing your routes and your lanes. First things are first. Have you noticed and do you see those other gang members who are standing over there not far from you? Do not slip. Stay sharp. There are no guarantees today that no one will not come up missing. If you get captured by any one of these hoodlums, always try to be very careful and take your time to get the jobs done right and completed on time. Do your best to earn all of your points and strikes fair and square so they will last longer. Always wait for your right time to receive your proper strikes. This is how you probably build up your ranks and your files in the right ways. So when the next time you come across another gang member that you do not know, speak with some gang membership respect. Usually things may come to all the goods with the homies from some other neighborhoods. Do we all supposed to be gang members? Now that is the problem. Now what is the problem with that? Have you lost your gang membership ID and passport? Never leave home without it. Now, why is there always some buster who wants to start something all the time? Notice these dudes are never alone when they are starting it. Always have to have a weapon or your homeboys with you. It has gotten late into the part of the day, which we are called nighttime. Check your watch. It may be past your bedtime. So you better shake the spot. The OG will check you back on tomorrow. See you later for now. Yeah, we're just getting dark in the neighborhood, but it gets real grimy. And you can only get grimy and regulate the manual. Get the thickness out of this because this book is written and you are in here.
Hey, man, let's give a big hand for Clarence. Clarence, man.
All right, big Clarence.
Regulate the manual.
Woo-hoo.
Amen, regulate. Thank you for regulating. without further ado, it's time for one of the most important parts of the show, and then we're going to get a closing remark from Annette Jackson, one of our special guests on the show, Senator-to-be Annette Jackson. But right now we're going to go to the commentary. The commentary, Professor Reams, please take the floor. Give us the commentary.
Thank you so much, Pastor Jones, and you provided once again an excellent platform where, as a prior guest had said, where everyone gets their 15 minutes of fame, and we honor God with all of his glory. So with that, thank you so much. And so, everyone, I'm going to go through each and everyone's thoughts in the interest of time. The overall focus of this presentation was a celebration on knowledge and also the adage of teaching people how to fish. So Jesus indicated that this is one of the highest ways of giving back, as well as service to the Lord himself, by when you teach people how to fish, then they know what to do, and then you enlighten them to learn what else needs to be done. So this has been a wonderful celebration on sharing, teaching, and distribution of knowledge. To Cousin V, thank you so much for the sports report. It lets us know where we stand on our wonderful teams and invigorates us, as Dr. Granny V told us, to rest, recharge, to regroup, and rediscover where we are and where we stand in God's will and God's mercy. And to Clarence Allen, reminding us about the gangs with gang members, as well as what to do with the hype and not to do with the hype, to remind us that these influences, that as we stood in our first topic of where does blacks and African Americans stand today in America, that these influences can have a positive and or a negative effect on us, so that we have to know how to maneuver. And then to Dr. Granny V, thank you for the five R's, because I'm going to keep referring back to them over and over again. So kudos to you and your wisdom on that. And then to Talana, reminding of whose we are, dealing with God and his mercy and the direction that we're supposed to go, and reminding us that we're all in the same struggle. And, of course, the good Lord is happy with that, because in being in that struggle, then we know what he deals with on a regular basis in dealing with us. So in working our path with the Lord, he's sharing with how it feels to be him working with us at the same time. To Melanie Aubrey, a shout out and thank you for reminding us of being kingdom citizens. And to Dr. Aretha, the fact of giving back is the part of teaching, and which is the part of teaching people how to fish. And it's also the goodness and feeling that we have, because when God gives to us, it is good. So when we know how to give just as God has given, then it allows us to feel the same appreciation of his love and how it feels to him. So when we get to Linda Goldie on traditions and conditions, warning us about some traditions are not part of God's created conditions, it also reminds us to be careful of some of our traditions, because they may not lead us into the right direction. And to our excellent guest, Pastor Lynn Robinson, who reminded us that the end of days is here, and that all that we're seeing is just distractions, and that these things unto themselves will end. It's a wonderful reminder that when asked what to do, we just continue to do what we've been asked to do. The good Lord is happy to have placed us where we are, and he wants us to continue to do what we're going to do, have our lives, have our families, but just remember that he's coming and that his promise will be fulfilled. And finally, to Annette Davis Jackson, excellent, excellent, reminding us about property, dealing with business, and also the gift of what it means to own, to be in commerce, to be an entrepreneur, and to use our skills to the betterment to enrich ourselves, along with talking about the book of Gino Whitman. The idea of a pocket manual is brilliant, because the fact that it's another form of education that we can give to the world to show that we can educate and also give, which Dr. Aretha has mentioned, in other ways besides what we've been used to doing, because it allows us to fulfill his will of sharing and caring and also providing our knowledge. So when we boil it down, the work of this week is encouragement. This whole discussion that we've had has been the full encouragement that we've had, along with Zandria providing a wonderful reminder of what we should be doing with our health. This has just been a joy of knowledge. And with that, I give back to you all of my fellow co-hosts and to Pastor Jones.
A big hand for
Professor Reed.
All right, Professor Reed's commentator.
Go ahead, Professor Reed. Yes.
All right. Thank you so much, God, Professor Reed.
Professor
that limo.
Reed. And only. Yeah.
I got to tell you guys, that was deeper than the ocean, higher than the mountains, and swifter than the river. I tell you what, man. Now, look, our scripture of the week is Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. And it reads, "From that time, Jesus began to preach and say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. And it reads, "That time Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And may that sink into the residence of your heart and mind. You heard the word of the week from Professor Remus, encouragement. The word of the week is encouragement. Be encouraged no matter what's going on. You'll make it all right, but you got to stay strong. And without further ado, Annette Jackson, our guest, please take the floor. Share with us. Go right ahead. We're going a little overtime. Go ahead.
Yes, and I thank everybody who is really on the call. You know, I'm a COO of a medical supply company here in Los Angeles with my partner. She was a 30-year nurse from the VA, still holds her nurse's license, and it's so amazing about what we do for self-care. So the health and wellness report was so amazing. But here I'm going to leave you with this. Coming out with the book, it's called The Anthology of Thought Leadership, and I'm going to leave you with this poem. Go get what's yours. There is a door, your door. Create your new floor. Recreate your eye, even given the size. Say bye to the thoughts that make you weak. Get strong. It won't be long until you get what's yours. Name your door. You are the core. Deviate from your norm. Write your own forum. And go get what's yours.
Wow, let's give a big hand.
Outstanding. Woo! So, Annette, where's your medical supply store, Annette?
Say that again?
Where's your medical supply store in Los Angeles?
Oh, it's staywellleola.com.
Excuse me?
And we're in Beverly Hills. Yeah, staywellleola.com. We're in Beverly Hills.
Amen.
Yeah,
we're in Beverly Hills.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Now, I want to shout out Pastor Ramsey. Everybody say hi to Pastor Ramsey. He's on Facebook Live, Pastor Ramsey. And,
Hello, Pastor Ramsey.
Hi, Pastor
Ramsey.
Gloria
Mace.
Pastor Ramsey.
Everybody is on Facebook Live.
Yes.
Elaine, all
Hello,
you guys.
Hello, Pastor Ramsey.
We love you. Amen. We love you, and God bless you. And, look. Remember on our show, the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, whatever you do, don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. Don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. Remember that the best is yet to come. And remember, the only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. This is a Civil Rights Talk Show. I want to thank our very special guest, Thomas Lynn Robinson, Dr. Professor Lynn Robinson. I want to thank Annette Jackson. I want to thank everybody on our show. You know I love you guys, and everybody listening to our show and that supports our show, I love you. I can't wait to talk with you again next Monday where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Either you're going to stand for something or you're going to fall for anything. And just for your talk show, I do. Right to this music, but I love y'all. God bless you, and have a beautiful week. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Eddie.
Come on now. Love you guys.
Party, man.
Right.
You've got to find a way
to bring some love
here today.
Thank you.